it's about the strictness and the self-care that comes from understanding what you truly need and essentially almost kind of demanding it.
Welcome to the Ignited Recovery Podcast, a new way forward for anyone looking for answers but feeling left out. If you've been searching for empowerment, triumph, and purpose, you've found them right here. You won't hear the same solutions, and you're not going to have any excuses to fall back on, because Ignited Recovery allows heroes to rise and become their best selves. I'm Dr. Adi Jaffe, and I can't wait to be your guide on this journey. Are you ready to become an Ignited Hero?
Sophie, I think you'd agree that boundaries were historically not one of your strong suits. Sophie was so loving and so caring and so about always helping everybody, or always at least loving everybody, that putting up boundaries felt to you, I believe, almost like inappropriate in a relationship. Like,
well, if I really wasn't somebody, modeled any boundaries. So my mom didn't show me how to have boundaries, and I grew up with my mom. So she was a single mom, and you know, she was addicted to her own thing. She definitely abused weed and had her vices, and she did the best she could to cope with having two small children at home and multiple jobs, and just did her best. And so she was coping, and part of her coping was just doing the best she could, which meant there was some dysfunctional behaviors modeled, including having zero boundaries with men, with us. She would tell me I was grounded for something, and then one day later it was convenient for her for me not to be grounded so that I wasn't. So there was no consistency ever. And so that is what I grew up in. It's just like, it was a free for all. And as an adult, I only learned about boundaries by coming up against boundaries, walls.
So, but what it looked like on the outside when I met Sophie was Sophie's this really happy person. The same, like, I thought it was fake when I first met her, but then I've now known her for 18 years. So unless she's doing an incredibly good job of faking it and just has like this other life where she's not happy, she's really this happy normally. But when I would see Sophie, well, first of all, she was in an abusive relationship, so she would escape from that. But aside from that, if Sophie was crying, if she came to me and she came to pick me up from graduate housing or anything like that, like if Sophie was crying, it was because she just talked to her mom. That was pretty much the only time, once you broke up with Keith. Which was a huge deviation, right? I see this person who's also always so happy-go-lucky, and then in other ways, they're falling apart. And for years, this continued. You'd say, what, maybe the first 4 or 5 years that we knew each other? Maybe even more? Eventually, Sophie had to put up a really hard boundary with her mom, which was so difficult for you. I mean, it literally essentially cutting her mother out of her life. Hard boundaries. And at the time when Sophie put the boundaries up, to be clear, I don't know that you knew you were ever going to have a good relationship with your mom.
I wasn't doing it with any intention of, I had no idea. I just knew I couldn't go on with the dysfunctional, like toxic way we were having a relationship. So for me, I was pregnant with Kai, who's now almost 11. And for me, I was like, I don't want her around my child. Like this was like a huge, and that became the priority, was my child's well-being and my well-being as a mother. Like it made no sense in that reality to have her a part of my life.
But by the way, listen to that, right? Sophie cared less about her own well-being because she wasn't doing it for herself. She wasn't able to say, I couldn't take on the pain.
Yeah.
She did it because she didn't want her grandchild to grow up this way. And yet, was it 3-4 years later? Because then Leo was born. Mm-hmm. And so then now we had two children and the grandmother still hadn't met them, really.
Yeah, like little bits, but not really.
Sophie started feeling badly about it.
At Ignited, it's our mission to help people feel their best and become their highest selves. To find your ultimate potential, we know how important it is to consume high-quality supplements to fuel you, keep you balanced, and help you recover.
And if you know us, you know that we practice what we preach, and that's why we recommend Cured Nutrition for a combination of CBD, powerful mushrooms, nootropics, and adaptogens.
These are all a crucial part of our daily wellness routine. I've used CBD for years, and I'm always happy to find a brand who actually does it right. It eases the coffee jitters, it's anti-inflammatory, it's a natural stress reducer, and it helps me recover from workouts too.
All that plus functional mushrooms help us maintain energy without a crash, and they add cognitive support in order to focus better at work, and you know I need that all day.
You need that constantly. We're about to leave for our summer vacation, and this year we're going to an amazing adventure of Spain and Portugal with the whole family. And we are 100% bringing this cured nutrition with us because we know we're going to feel just a bit of stress traveling with three small children.
A little bit.
And we'll continue to take them daily in order to boost our immunity and handle the stress of travel. I say this all the time, but by adding these small positive changes in your life, like a high quality supplement with powerful ingredients like cured, you will see a massive payoff over time.
And if you want to get in on these supplements and elevate your existence, all you got to do is visit the link bit.ly.com and then Ignited Cured, all caps. That's bit.ly.com/IGNTDCURED and use our code IGNITED. And so she allowed, or she talked to her mom again and said, look, I want you to be part of these children's lives, but there are going to be really big rules. And there are two things that happened. Because there was so much distance for so long,
it healed.
There was some healing that happened inside of Sophie, but now Sophie had some room to work with in terms of, okay, what does reintegration look like? And it started out very slow.
And because of that distance, because I grew up in this toxic home where it was like so much dysfunction, I was just used to having her in my energy and in my world. But then when she was out for a couple of years, I was like, oh, life is really nice without that insanity. And so then with that space, I had the wherewithal and the awareness to be able to say, like, how much do I really want of her back in my life? And like, what does that look like? And so then, even though I had no one to guide me, I didn't have any support groups, I didn't have anyone to teach me what codependency was, or, you know, these toxic relationships, or even what a boundary was, I kind of figured it out on my own, but I figured it out like the hard way. And after a few years, I started to let her in. I'd go and visit and I'd say, okay, I'll see you from 10 to 12 and the kids go and nap at 12. So 10 to 12. And that felt doable and safe. And again, what was I doing? I was creating a boundary.
And also measurable. So one of the things that was really easy to note, it's about the strictness and the self-care that comes from understanding what you truly need and essentially almost kind of demanding it.
Yeah.
Right. And when Sophie let her mom back in, it was allowed back in almost in this very gradual, not almost, in this very gradual way where there were multiple opportunities to test whether the boundary did what it was supposed to do. And that is to instill learning for her mom on how do we have a relationship? How do we communicate?
And it's been really beautiful.
It's been great. Now, I mean, her mom just stayed with us for,
she came for the holidays, not last year, but the year before. And I treated her, I got to treat her and like spoil her. And she got to love on our children. We had a new baby girl. She was just like 1 year old. And so I got to just love on her and I had no expectations. I needed nothing from her, but it took that reset because for so long, my happiness depended on her and that she's my mommy. And now it's like, I can mother myself. I'm good. I got this.
Thank you for tuning in to the Ignited Heroes Recovery Podcast. I really hope you found the information here useful and that we'll see you back here next week. And look, I want to make sure that this podcast is the most useful it can be for you, so please let me know by emailing info@ignited.com if there are any specific topics or questions you'd like to have addressed. As usual, if you like this episode, I would love for you to leave us a 5-star review and rating. Thanks, and see you next week.